In this bulletin, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he's optimistic about the economy. Federal Parliament resumes for the first time in 10 weeks. And in sport, the AFL and St Kilda apologise for racism faced by former player Robert Muir. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he's optimistic about the outlook for employment after new analysis from the Treasury Department. The analysis estimates more than half of the 1.3 million people who were stood down at the start of the coronavirus pandemic are back in work. Mr. Frydenberg says the analysis gives hope. He says the government's recently announced JobMaker program is designed to rebuild the economy. Australia's coronavirus death toll has surpassed 500 after 17 more people died in Victoria. There have been 216 new cases, including 208 from Victoria, 4 from New South Wales, 2 in Queensland, 1 in Western Australia and 1 in South Australia. More than 500 healthcare workers in Victoria are infected. Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer Alison McMillan has thanked healthcare staff, particularly those working in the aged care and disability sectors.
I recently returned from Victoria, where I was privileged to work with many of my colleagues who are doing such an amazing job. And again, we thank them for that wholeheartedly, not only from myself, but on behalf of the Australian Government, and I think all Australians across the country for the terrific work that they do.
Concerns have been raised about the safety of a COVID-19 vaccine if and when one becomes available. Researchers around the world are fast-tracking the development of potential vaccines, which usually take years to develop. Australian Medical Association President Omar Khurshid warns there are risks associated with approving vaccines too quickly.
The challenge with COVID is how to get a safe vaccine out right or all over the world to 7 billion people in a fast-track way and make sure it's safe. And there will have to be some abbreviations to that process that means that the long-term safety won't be as sure as normal.
Federal Parliament resumes today for the first time in 10 weeks, with strict rules covering hygiene and physical distancing. Some members of Parliament will be taking part in the debates and question time via video links. Victorian Liberal MP Tim Wilson put himself through 2 weeks of quarantine so he could attend the Parliament in person. He says emerging from a fortnight spent inside proved to be an assault on his senses.
It's actually a bit of a sensory overload after you're in such a contained small space. You've obviously got a contained number of things you can do. To have that degree of freedom where you go to the supermarket or to any other shop is quite overwhelming. It feels great to be back at Parliament and able to actually do the job you're elected to do, this time with some particularly onerous burdens to get here. Normally it's about a 4-hour trip, not a 2-week trip, but we got there.
Federal Liberal Party MPs Michael Suka and Kevin Andrews have been accused of branch stacking. A joint media investigation reveals the pair recruited fake party members and conspired with power broker Marcus Bastion to remove other Liberals. A secret recording obtained by the Nine Network appears to show Mr. Bastion targeting multicultural and religious groups.
Don't forget to go to your local church, your local synagogue, your local whatever, Rotary Club, Provost Club, Scouts, whatever you're involved in. We want everyone.
It comes after Victorian Labor MP Adam Somurek was ousted in June over branch stacking allegations. To sport, and the AFL and St Kilda have apologised to Aboriginal former player Robert Muir for the racism he experienced during his career. It comes after the ABC reported several accounts of racism that Mr Muir says drove him to alcoholism and depression. The AFL has acknowledged what it's described as the disgraceful racism and disrespect faced by the 66-year-old, promising to begin a process of recovery and reconciliation. In a statement, St Kilda Chief Executive Matt Finnis admitted the club made grave errors in the past and apologised for the lack of support provided. And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 20, cloudy in Adelaide and 14, showers in Melbourne and 12, a shower or two in Hobart and 11, morning frost then partly cloudy in Canberra, also 11, mostly sunny in Wollongong, 16, similar conditions in Sydney and 17, also mostly sunny in Newcastle and 18, sunny in Brisbane, 21, similar in Cairns and 27, and also sunny in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.